Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
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 I invite all who are able to stand, if you are able, knowing that if you are unable, the church stands with and for you. And as we sing our opening hymn, the cross will process in, and it is customary to make the sign of the cross or bow to the cross if you're comfortable with those, or just stand and sing our opening hymn, for today is the day. So Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Off for the service so that we can all be in this space together. And now, once again, I will invite those who can stand to stand. Again, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to
wisdom and strength, when God and love.
Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you deliver us from the power of death. Make us
die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever. Joy to the resurrection through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Now we invite the children forward for a brief children's message. How are you guys doing today? I have some tasks for you. But first, we got to remember something. Do you guys remember this?
Yes.
What did we do with this? We put things in there. Dear friends and children, remember at the start of Lent, we took our hallelujahs. And remember what hallelujah means? What does it mean? Kind of what it means. Is it happy something? It means praise God, right? It's a special way of saying praise God. But we buried our hallelujahs for Lent. And now I would like to return the hallelujahs to you all. And I need your help returning the hallelujahs to everyone in this room. Because why are we returning the hallelujahs today?
It's Easter.
It's Easter. And on Easter, it is the understanding that death has been transformed into life. And so our hallelujahs have been transformed. And we'd like to extend this to everyone in this congregation to have hallelujahs. They kind of have some Easter egg dye in them so you can remember the hope of the resurrection. And here, take some. Go hand them out. Make sure everyone gets a hallelujah. Yeah, you get some too. So we'd like to extend this. You have these hallelujah cards now. Do whatever you wish with them, but maybe you can use that to put somewhere so you need to remember a blessing. And remember that God is in all things working in the power of resurrection. I think you already got it. But you can take two if you want. Don't forget upstairs. Don't forget the choir. It takes all the children to go up to the choir. See if they make it back. Okay, come on. We don't want this thing. I want to be able to eat at some point. Okay, come on, bye. We got extras if anyone wants a second. So friends, we celebrate today and we say hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
So we're going to extend our hands and on the count of three, we're going to bring them together like we're going to pray. Okay? Okay, so 1, 2, 3. Please repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for hallelujah.
Thank you for hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Our first reading today is from the book of Acts, chapter 10. Hear now the word. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is righteous is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We will sing the psalm today. It's found on page 5 of your bulletin. I'll begin with the light verse. Please respond in singing the same chordal structure on the dark verses. Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2.
Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
Let Israel now declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly. Did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter. Rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
By the Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Our second reading is from Colossians chapter 15. Hear now the word. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaim to you, which in turn received, is which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaim to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether when it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
So that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But now, go. Go tell his disciples. And go tell Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. And there you will see him just as he told you." So they went out, and they fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, my friends, have you ever had that moment when all your hopes and dreams were dashed and they were gone? That moment where everything was taken from you or being taken from you. It's that moment where there's nothing left of hope. That moment where the only thing left is to, with great courage, to bury that dream. And it takes great courage to do that. Some of you have been in that spot, and you know it well. That final, last journey, the last thing to do. It takes so much courage and compassion and strength to journey that final moment. I imagine most of us, if not all of us, have had that moment. I know I certainly have. And if we think of that moment, then we can understand the feeling that our women in this story have. All their hopes and dreams, the last 3 years of journeying with Jesus, now all come to an end, a brutal and agonizing end. And now the only thing, literally, is to go bury their friend. And again, this is an act of tremendous courage. These women are the heroines and the heroes of this story. The other disciples, they're not there. But they are there taking those last courageous final moments. The only thing that's on their mind, or that many things on their mind, but of pressing importance, is how to roll away that stone. And so when they get to the tomb, they see that stone is already rolled away, and our text says they were alarmed. My friends, can you picture it? I don't think the women, when they get there and they see the stone rolled away, are in a good place. Because their friend has been brutalized, treated inhumanely. They're there to give the last decent act of compassion and dignity to this body. But the stone is rolled away. It can only mean death was not enough for them. They have to come and desecrate this body. I imagine they rushed into the tomb expecting the fight of their life. And yet, they encountered the shock of their life. Because they're sitting is a young man in white robes. And my friends, the story of Easter is that nothing and no one is beyond hope. And when they see this young man, I think what has startled them the most is that they know who this young man is. Last week in our gospel reading, we read about how Jesus went into the garden when he was arrested. And his disciples, his closest friends, fled from him. His closest companion, Peter, betrays him. And as the authorities are trying to grab a hold of Jesus, out of the night comes this young man. It's night, he is barely dressed, hears the commotion, he just throws on a linen shirt, and he runs out, the last person that attempted to save Jesus. And the authorities grab a hold of this young man, and we know the story. They end up taking his clothes, and he runs out. Here is the one who failed Jesus. And yet, he is the one there telling these women, he is not here. There is hope. So go tell. Go tell the disciples. The disciples who fled. And go tell Peter. Peter, the one who denied. My friends, there is no one beyond him. Nothing we can do, no failure of ours, puts us outside the grace and the love of God. there is always a resurrection around the corner. There is no one or nothing beyond the power of the love of God. Even death, that final hurdle that we all go through, we now know that God has entered into the world in Christ Jesus, gone into death and through death to conquer it for the life and love of God. And so the instructions of this young man who has found that he, despite his failures, is not beyond grace, tell these young women to go, go. That is the commandment. We can now go out in this world because the world today has been transformed. Today is a day of resurrection where we know God in Christ Jesus has created a future, and that future is resurrection. Christ has gone before us, and in our going, we encounter the God who is all around us. And we encounter this truth, that the future is resurrection. And that means, friends, the future belongs to life. It belongs to love. We can enter into this world fully knowing that any act of love, any act of encounter with life in healing, in helping, is an act that will last for eternity. Because God now is in the business of resurrection. And it was life and love that will last. And so if you're wondering, our text ends on this note. They left and were afraid to say nothing to no one. What a cliffhanger. And of course, we know they did tell everybody. We have this story because they tell the whole. But we have this cliffhanger in our gospel because you, we are all invited to write the ending of the story. We know now that the future belongs to God. It belongs to the resurrection. What, my friends, are we going to do about that? But to go out and love and live. To live in hope. To love and care, because that is all that will last. For all this, though it decays and dies, will be born again in the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus, who gave his life for the world, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of the church, you lit the new fire of resurrection in the holy darkness of the tomb. Rekindle faith in our hearts that your church may arise in the promise of new life and hope. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of creation, the earth itself waits for healing and redemption. Protect coastlines and reefs, forests and prairies, and the atmosphere from which we draw the breath of life. Merciful God,
hear our prayer.
God of the nations, too often the injustice of the cross echoes in human systems of power. Break cycles of vengeance and violence between peoples and nations, and bring liberation to every place of captivity. Merciful God,
hear our prayer.
God of compassion, you know every heart that aches with loss and every mind that knows the weight of the tomb. Keep vigil with those who live with mental illness. Comfort the grieving and strengthen all who are suffering or death, especially Aaron, Madeline, Aaron, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Ellen, Judy, Daylight, Michael, Eric, Corey, Sylvia, Laura, Bonnie, family of Marilyn Day, victims of the war in Ukraine and Israel Hamas, earthquake victims in Morocco, St. Timothy Church, recovery efforts in Maui. Merciful God,
hear our prayer.
God of grace, grant joy to those celebrating baptism and to all who welcome them into the community of faith. Inspire and lead people of all ages to share the good news in ways that reach new people. Merciful God,
hear our prayer.
God of resurrection, the empty tomb proclaims that death itself is swallowed up. As we remember those whose lives on earth have ended, comfort us with the promise of resurrection. Merciful God,
hear our prayer.
Receive these prayers, loving God, for the sake of the one who loved us to the end, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. I invite us all now to come back together and please stand as we sing our offering hymn. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels, archangels, cherubim, and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. May not perish, but have eternal life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit, to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen, amen, amen.
Gather together into one spirit, let us pray as our Savior taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Our friends at home just had a little job. Hopefully they'll be back with us. But this is the table of God, the Easter feast of God for all God's people. And all here are welcome to come forward and partake of this table. This table is for all. All are welcome here. In a few minutes, the usher will come forward, and our practice here is to fill in the communion rail from right to left. And you may kneel or you may stand to receive communion. If you extend your hand, you will receive the elements of bread in your hand. We have gluten-free options upon some kind of request, so just a signal to me if you want the gluten-free. And then we'll bring you the tray of wine, and we ask you to reach in and take whichever cup you wish. The red liquid is wine, and the clear liquid is grape juice. If you wish to come forward and just receive a blessing, you can do that too. Come forward, you're standing, just cross your arms, and we'll say a prayer over you. But know that this table is for all. All are welcome. If you wish to come, please come. This is the gift for all. Amen.
Amen.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We pause now for some announcements for the good of the order. And again, I invite everyone who wishes to join us downstairs after the service for Easter brunch potluck. Our workers have to go get everything set up real fast. So if you quickly go down there, you just have to wait a little bit before all the food gets on the table. But all are welcome to join us and continue this Easter fellowship and celebration downstairs. In our bulletin are all the announcements of what is coming up, and I will just highlight that next Sunday we'll have Pastor Steve here with us. I'm going on a staycation, so I won't be here, but you'll be in the blessed hands of his talented work. And now I'd like to invite Susan to come forward with a brief announcement and some celebration.
We have been praying for Saint Saint Timothy Church in Brookings for the last 2 weeks, and by now most of us have probably forgotten what that was all about. Saint Timothy's is a church in Brookings that's been around for about 70 years, and since 2009, it's been feeding the homeless and the less privileged among us, including during the pandemic when it was the only organization in the area serving food to the homeless. And after that, it began to increase, and people in the community got upset about it. In 2021, the city of Brookings passed an ordinance saying that, among other things, St. Timothy's could only serve its meals for 2 days a week instead of five or six, which is what its increase happened to be. So over the last couple of years, St. Timothy's has been challenging that through various administrative proceedings and court proceedings. And although the battle continues, in the last week, a federal magistrate has ruled into St. Timothy's favor. And the question was, because St. Timothy's was arguing that its First Amendment freedom of religion was violated by this ordinance, that it was unconstitutional. And the court found that indeed it was their ministry was critical to their worship. And the court's opinion quoted Deuteronomy saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to me, one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me," finding that feeding these people was integral to the worship, and therefore the ordinance was unconstitutional. And its opinion...